Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Kyrie Irving was on the I Am Athlete pod and had a lot to say. And you know what my thoughts on Kyrie in this I Love Cleveland Fest that's currently happening right now.
Yeah?
I believe it's a play for the future. I believe it's a play for retirement. I don't think I'm even being unique in that thought, in that statement. I feel like a lot of people are thinking Kyrie Irving is just trying to be loved somewhere, and Cleveland is the one chance that will probably take him back because 2016 meant so much to all of us, right? So there's a chance and an opportunity he can weasel his way back into our lives if he left our lives. He can't do it in Boston. He danced on the leprechaun. His time is over.
Time's over.
Done. Brooklyn, till you win, they're never going to love you. But he's loved here in Cleveland, and so now he's saying even more positive things about the city and his time here. Here we go.
If I was in the same maturity level I am now and understanding who I am, and I look back on that time then, we definitely would have won more championships together, because there would have been a better man-to-man understanding about what I'm going through. I didn't know how to share my emotions. I didn't know how to do that. So instead of sharing, I isolated myself. And I just started pouring myself more into the game of basketball. And I had one of my better seasons, but I wasn't connecting with everybody as much during our championship year. So in 2017, it was a different year for us.
Yeah.
So when we went against Golden State, we went against a great team. When you're not a great team, and you're not clicking on all cylinders, you're easily defeatable. You're defeated before you even get to the arena.
Right.
We were in those games against Golden State, but we definitely could have given them a run for their money, regardless if they had Kev.
I just don't believe it. I don't believe the Cavs would have beat the Warriors.
Yeah, it'd have been tough.
If Kyrie's mental headspace was 100% there, and he would have been a better teammate. I don't believe that. Warriors are one of the greatest teams of all time.
They are. Listen, the 73-win team that the Cavaliers beat got an MVP added to them. Of course they're one of the greatest teams of all time.
Yeah.
But the Cavs were one of the greatest teams of all time.
Yeah. Not buying that they could have gone ahead and done it again, though. I just don't think so. Now, do you want to make the case that maybe if Kyrie Irving and LeBron James were like buddy-buddy, there was like two peas in a pod and they were all happy with each other, maybe it would have helped? I don't know. I just think they were outmatched. I don't think they had enough talent is what it comes down to. But I am in the business of acquiring good players. Like, if I told you that you could add a guy that was 27-6-5 last year, you'd say, where can I sign? So I'm hearing all these different Cavs fans, and Kyrie Irving's not coming to Cleveland. I think we need to make that clear off the jump. But I want to hear from you guys at 216-578-0092. If you had a chance to add Kyrie or someone like Kyrie, what's stopping you? Everyone wants to act as if you have all of these really good players that are just chomping at the bit to come play here. And listen, they have more players than they used to, but if someone like Kyrie or someone like LeBron wants to come play with the Cavs, you got to open up your arms. You got to be accepting of something like that. Because what I'm watching in this postseason, Dustin, is that you're a player or two away. You can't be closing the door on really good guys and really good players.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to have the ability to keep an open mind about any player that can help you win. And the Cavs are a team that, you know, right now they look like an up-and-coming, you know, playoff contender annually. They do. I mean, give me all the good players you can find.
Right. Like, I don't think we should put these limitations on whether or not they come with any sort of baggage. Like, think about Kevin Durant, for instance. Would you ever tell Durant thanks but no thanks?
No.
Right, because when you put him on your roster, you know, all right, you know a couple things. You know he's going to get in Twitter fights with guys that are named NetsFan6969 and have a combined total 12 followers, but it's what you sign up for when you get someone like that. I know with Kyrie Irving, I'm going to get someone that's going to flip the bird off to the fans. I'm going to have someone that's going to walk the court with Sage before games. I'm going to have someone that's going on fast, which normally is what it is. But his head coach said that's part of the reason why he didn't have enough juice at the end of the season. Like, we know these things with him. It's almost kind of like, wouldn't you take the devil you know as opposed to the one you don't in some instances?
Good way to put it.
Like, yeah. I know what I'm getting with Kyrie. I know that he's a walking bucket. I know he's got some of the best handles the game has ever seen.
Yeah, one of the most skilled point guards we've ever seen.
He's so supremely talented. How you could possibly turn your back on that amount of talent is astounding to me. But I'm hearing all these Cavs fans, when it comes to LeBron, when it comes to Kyrie, they're doing this like, thanks but no thanks. We want to win it on our own. It's not how this works.
Right.
I will take on anybody and the baggage that it comes with, because even though some of the younger stars, like Luka, like Giannis, some of the younger guys seem like they don't come with any of the baggage, if you're in the LeBron era and your name isn't Steph Curry, you come with a lot of baggage. That's just part of it. It's just how the NBA works right now.
A lot of divas. A lot of guys that got a lot of inflated egos.
Yeah. And I don't think he's making a pitch to join the Cavs here. I just believe he's doing this to eventually come back, have his jersey retired, and not get booed. That's all I really think this is about. I don't think it's anything more than that. I think he's got a desire to be liked. And if I'll take it a step further, and we'll get your phone calls on this at 216-578-0092, I believe that Kyrie Irving is a chameleon of sorts.
Explain.
All right. When he was with LeBron, what ended up happening? He turned into LeBron in a lot of ways, right? All of a sudden, he became the diva that you'd kind of like think most superstars have, but then we know LeBron does have. And when it came to the time with Brooklyn, what did we see happen and transpire with recent months involving Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant has been trying to make good with Oklahoma City Thunder fans. I got a whole timeline on it. It started in February. The Athletic's Anthony Slater reported that the relationship between the Thunder and Durant had been getting better and slowly healing. April 1st, Durant tells the Ringer that OKC needs to retire his jersey and that something he expects to have happen. 28 days ago, Dustin, Sam Presti goes on the record calling Kevin Durant a basketball god. And now we're all supposed to just be surprised that Kyrie Irving wants the same respect from the Cleveland Cavaliers and from Cavs fans? Like, no, he's only rebuilding. You don't credit the arsonist for putting out the fire. He's only rebuilding this thing because he burned it to the ground, and now his buddy Kevin Durant is clearly talking to him about, like, the good old days, right? And now he was an icon in Oklahoma City basketball history, and he made the Thunder what they are and all this nonsense, right? And Kyrie's like, wait a second. Durant can't go back to Golden State and be beloved. He can't go to Brooklyn right now and be beloved. I've got the same roadmap, don't I? I can't be beloved in Boston. I'm not beloved in Brooklyn. I got to play the Kevin Durant hand that was dealt, and I got to try to find a way to go back to the team that made me who I am and enter the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's just taking a page out of Durant's book. He's a chameleon. He's a lifetime copycat of the people around him.
And so you think he wants to come back to Cleveland, or he just wants to mend the relationship?
I think he wants to mend the relationship. I don't think he's got any desire to actually play with the Cavs. I just feel like
he's starting to get a little bit older and realize, man, what I had in Cleveland may have been my heyday.
That was it. That's as good as it's ever going to get. That was his top.
And if you want to be remembered by something positive, then you better have a good relationship with that fan base and with that city.
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence. In the previous couple weeks, he's talked glowingly of Cleveland as if Cleveland is the greatest place on earth, and it might be to us, but it never had been to Kyrie before. And now all of a sudden, he's thanking the fans, he's honoring Fred McLeod, he's doing all these things that he knows. We eat it up like catnip, Dustin. We love this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And for what? Because he's looking around and he's like, oh, wow, winning a championship is really, really tough. He's looking around and seeing his buddy Kevin Durant. It's the same exact play that Kevin Durant is doing right now. It's the same one. He's not even trying to be coy about it. It's the same exact play. He's taking it from Durant's book because he just is he's a follower. That's how he's always been. 216-578-0092. All right, Ryan, up next in the Fan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Thanks, Ryan. What's up, man?
Hey, I was just calling because you were mentioning about how you didn't think in any possible way that if Kyrie was in the right headspace that, well, we could have won that series. Well, who's to say now that he's already admitted that he's in the wrong headspace that if JR didn't screw up that rebound and or that timeout in game one, that now Kyrie's in the right headspace, everything goes right in that game. Now you steal game one on the road in Golden State, and now you have the momentum in the series.
You got a lot of ifs there.
I think if he was in the right headspace, I think we might have stolen one of those two NBA or that one NBA finals that we ended up getting our butts kicked against Kevin Durant. So, I mean, but I don't want Kyrie back, though. The way he left Cleveland and the way he did us, I thank him for that one championship. But I agree kind of with what you're saying. He's kind of chameleoning off of KD and everything. So.
All right, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate you, man. 216-578-0092. Would you take Kyrie back if he wanted to come back? Again, I don't think this is it. I think this is a legacy play for Kyrie. But we got to ask these questions. Maybe there comes a point in a time where he puts together that Cleveland is the only city that is willing to put up with his headaches because they know that one day down the road, he'll have a statue outside of Rocket Mortgage, the field house. He'll have his jersey up in the rafters. Maybe
I don't think he's getting a statue.
I admitted in recent years, I don't think he's getting a statue either, even though that was one of the first cases that I made. But think about it, though. If he,
a statue of what? The shot?
What else would it be of? Of course. Yeah, the shot. Like, I mean, that's like that's the most iconic moment in team history. You could put one up with a block and no one would bat an eye.
No, I like the block better, though.
You could put one up with a block and no one would bat an eye, and it would be definitely something that's very cool. But the shot is the most iconic play in team history, bar none.
I like the block is.
216-578-0092.
I mean, the shot wins you the game, obviously.
Are you
obviously.
Block? Are you?
I'm a block guy.
I think there's a part of LeBron that is low-key upset. He knows. He knows. It's the shot.
LeBron wishes he would have hit that shot.
Drive, fumble, the shot. You know what I mean? Like, and the block gets its due, but the shot is up there before the block is. Would you take Kyrie back, though?
Yeah, I mean, I would. The only problem is, Jonathan, is that you know, you've got Garland and Sexton, potentially.
Oh, I'm not letting Sexton dictate anything.
No, I'm not letting Sexton dictate us getting Kyrie. How do you even see a path?
I don't. That's why I think this is a legacy play. But people want to talk and discuss whether or not Kyrie sure. could actually fit in this Cavs offense. And maybe one day you could, Dustin. Yeah. Maybe this is one of those conversations that 3, 4, 5 years down the road, when Kyrie's burned all the bridges and he just wants to come on back, maybe we have that discussion then. I just feel like for so many Cavs fans, though, you think Cavs fans hold the same animosity, the ones that don't like LeBron, for the ones that don't like Kyrie? Because I feel like he's done a lot of almost virtual kissing of babies and handshaking of Cavs fans over the previous couple weeks. Like, he's really worked hard at trying to erase some of the anger that he had built up over the previous couple years.
Oh, yeah.
And especially when he left and said we weren't a real sports city. People don't forget. Like, if LeBron and Kyrie would have just stayed this entire stretch, then yes, when the Warriors started to crumble, I can start to add championships for the Cavs. I'd give them the Raptors championship in a heartbeat. Not doubting that one second. But as long as Kevin Durant was on that Golden State Warriors team, they were still going to win titles. And they were still going to beat the Cavs and win titles. Think
That's
about
right.
that collection of talent. You had 4 Hall of Famers on the court at any given point. And before you yell at me in my mentions, telling me Draymond Green is not a Hall of Famer, just go to his basketball reference page. Draymond Green, he is about as sure of a Hall of Famer as I can possibly get without upsetting people. Trust me, there's 4 Hall of Famers on that team. There is. Now, you can counter that and say the Cavs had 3 Hall of Famers. Yes, they did. Kevin Love will be a Hall of Famer one day. Kyrie will be a Hall of Famer one day. LeBron will be a Hall of Famer one day. Basketball Hall of Fame is just a lot easier to get into. But I'd give them the Raptors title in a second if they had kept this thing going for the entire stretch. But I think Kyrie is talking about what happened the year after he got traded and the year he got sent to Boston. And I think he's talking about 2018. And in 2018... they weren't beating Golden State. Kyrie Irving on this Cavs team is currently made up. Are they getting to the finals? Forget LeBron. No LeBron involved at all. LeBron is in La La Land. He's gone. Don't even think about him. Kyrie Irving planted onto this current Cavs team with Allen and Garland and Mobley and everybody else, right? Are they making it to the finals next year?
They could.
Are they the best team in the East?
They're one of them.
How does that reshape Kyrie's legacy? Just answer the questions. Simply as you can.
Oh, totally.
100%.
100%.
So, like, from that angle, then, you can see what the caller is getting at. You can see what Mike is getting at. He could reshape everything that everyone currently thinks about him here in Northeast Ohio. He would have the he'd get the credit for the first title in 2016 because we'd go back in time and we would go ahead and we would honor the shot the way that we're supposed to. And then he would retroactively get credit for being the guy that put this current team over the hump. There is an interesting legacy play attached to this for Kyrie Irving. There really is. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's worried about his retirement, and I think he's worried about his perception after he's done playing.
Yep.
But if we're both living with the idea that he is, and this Cavs team is better than Giannis and the Bucks, this Cavs team is better than the Heat team that they currently have assembled, it's better than the 76ers team, it's better than all these other teams that are currently going with that core of Kyrie Irving, Darius Garland, Mobley, and Allen, that's got to be kind of tempting to him. Can't hit your
very
wagon.
Tempting to me.
Can't hit your wagon to Durant forever. Durant, look at Durant and the moves that has happened over the previous week. Sean Marks, the Nets GM, basically called out Kyrie Irving a week ago. Cut ties with Nike. You know who else is a big part of Nike? Kevin Durant is a big part of Nike. He might be signaling the end for Kyrie Irving. He might be starting to say you have to find your own different house. That's interesting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.